Mike here, and this Real Geeks B-roll is, of course, my reaction to the freshly released Captain Marvel trailer. In just the interest of open honesty, I'm going to just throw out two things right now. One, I actually have already seen about the first 13 seconds of the trailer, like just a second before I started this recording, but I decided to start over because YouTube glitched on me. Also, as you can probably tell, I'm sick as a dog, so I apologize for any coughing or sniffling in this video, but quite simply, Carol Danvers waits for no man, and like this is a Marvel trailer, I need to see it immediately. So, with that, we're going to take another shot at this video. Oh! Jeez, Carol's basically starting off the same way the 13th Doctor. And a blockbuster video. That's how we know it's a period piece.
War is a universal language. I know a renegade soldier when I see one.
War, it never changes.
It occurred to me that one might come from above.
Samuel L. Jackson with subtle video game references.
Space invasion. Big car chase. Truth be told, I was ready to hang it up until I met you today.
I practically don't have to react because Samuel L. Jackson's so just saying everything.
You're not from around here.
It's hard to explain. I keep having these memories. I see flashes. I think I had a life here. But I can't tell if it's real.
Okay, was she like an alien abductee? At least in this version?
We have no idea what threats are out there. We can't do this alone.
Oh my god, Coulson had my high school haircut.
We need you.
I'm not what you think I am.
I accidentally just almost started that again. I am tempted to just go through it again. A lot of the quick cuts at the beginning, it's kind of standard trailer setup, but I'm going to say right now, Brie Larson, welcome to the big time. Now, as much as DC and Warner Brothers, despite them like fucking up everything else, they've been lauded for being the first studio to get a major motion picture out with a superhero film with a female lead, and you know they should be applauded for that, and like rightfully so and all. I swear to God, this is like Marvel Studios had all their writers in a room, had them watch Wonder Woman. And at the end of it, it was like, hold my beer, I'll be right back, because holy crap, this looks incredible. There's a lot of callbacks. Monica Rambeau shows up briefly, who is another Captain Marvel in Marvel history. Although for some reason they changed her name to Maria Rambeau, and I don't understand that one, but alright. Like I said, we see Coulson with hair, which, as someone who I swear to God actually had that haircut in the 90s, it is really weird seeing Clark Gregg with hair. There was a line that Coulson had back in the first Iron Man when he says to Tony Stark, you know, this isn't my first rodeo. And as I understand it, this is. I think, y'all... Like I said, DC has been one-upped. They had the first female superhero film, but Marvel, I think with this, has honestly got the better one. And with the Kree Star Corps, it's like they've already beaten DC to the Green Lantern as well, because between the Nova Corps and the Star Corps here, that's what the Green Lanterns are, and Marvel's already done it twice before DC could get one off the ground at all. I can't wait for the next trailer. I kind of want to sit down and watch this again. Literally from the first promotional photo, I just looked at Brie Larson and was like, yes, you are Carol Danvers. And while admittedly I'm not super familiar with the character, I know enough to go, yeah, I feel like they got this right. Those who have followed Captain Marvel, I think there's a lot of visual stuff here that you're going to love. And again, I just, oh my God, I can't wait to see this. So with that, I have more B-roll stuff to do, so I will see you in a upcoming video. Bye-bye.